please.
Our next case is number 12044. Barbara McClay is seeking a special use exception for a tourist home, bed and breakfast, under section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Doe Run, approximately 804 feet south of Woods Drive. The 911 address is 34453 Doe Run, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 18, parcel 190. We received one letter of support, six letters in opposition, and no mail returns. And let's see. The first letter, the letter of support, is submitted by William and Loretta Smithson. And they state that this letter is in regard to case number 12044, concerning Barbara McClay seeking a special use exception for a tourist home. They have lived next door to Bobby for the past 11 years and have never had any issues or problems during that time. For the past few months, Bobby has had an occasional guest in her home through Airbnb. We can honestly say that we have never been bothered in any way by her guests. In fact, they have met some of her guests who have all seemed to be lovely people. If they had ever been disturbed by disruptive behavior from any of her guests, they would have immediately talked to Bobby in regard to this matter. However, this has not been a problem. There's also the fact that Bobby has a beautiful log home with an immaculate interior. We feel certain that Bobby would never allow her guests, whether paying or not, to disrespect her home. In closing, we can only reiterate that we have no problem with Bobby inviting guests into her home. Okay. We received a letter of opposition from Michael Connolly, who has a home located at 34429 Doe Run, Woods on Herring Creek. Apologizes for not attending the hearing in person. His house is next door to Barbara McClay's, who is requesting the special use exception. He understands that Mrs. McClay has been operating an Airbnb business for the last several months and have no problems to state my apologies. We have two letters of support. But he has a concern that if she isn't granted the variance or special use exception, this will allow her or basically anyone else in my neighborhood to operate a bed and breakfast business, possibly of a much larger venue. He selected Woods on Herring Creek Development to build the house because his family wanted to be off the beaten path of the beach tourism areas and also for the peace and quiet that living in strictly residential development offers. He firmly believes that allowing any business of this nature to operate would be detrimental to the community, and he does not want a tourist home bed and breakfast operating next door. Thank you in advance. Okay. Our next letter is from Harry and Carolyn Ludwig of 23770 Woods Drive. They would like to take the time to thank the board for placing information of the upcoming hearing about the issue and express their appreciation to the county for time and effort to consider this matter. They have been long-term residents of Woods on Herring Creek community for 23 years. It concerns us that anyone would take it on to open a bed and breakfast in their quaint neighborhood. Their covenants and bylaws do not and never did allow any business to be conducted in any home located here in the woods. The restrictions have been enforced since 1985. They strongly object to what Ms. McClay is trying to do. Allowing strangers to stay and use their facilities like the pool is totally unacceptable. Most of the writer's neighbors were unaware she was operating an Airbnb starting in fall of 2016 until this spring when it was discovered on the Airbnb website. They do not want to live in a place which allows rentals for short-term stays. Many who live there are senior citizens and would like to remain a quiet and safe domain. We also feel if the county gives approval to this exception that the president will allow many other bed and breakfasts to come in the future and it would change their community, which they now love. They strongly object to the case and want to express their views. So we received a letter from Phyllis Kane, as a member of the Rules Committee. Some months ago, a member of the community came across an advertisement on Airbnb for a property in this community. She brought it to the attention of the membership at an open board meeting and asked if it wasn't a violation of our declaration, and it is. Article 6, Section 3 of their declaration defines residential uses. It states all numbered lots as plotted on the recorded subdivision plot of the woods shall be used for residential purposes exclusively. It also says the use of any such main dwelling or accessory building shall not include any activity normally conducted as a business. They notified Barbara McClay that businesses are not permitted and asked her to stop because she had scheduled rentals through the end of July this year. They felt it would be unfair to the people who had arranged rentals to make her cancel those reservations. However, she has continued to run her business beyond that time in spite of considerable objection from others in the community and has allowed her renters to use the private community pool even though she said she would not. They do not object to people renting their property. Their documents make reference to tenants' rights and responsibilities. All other rentals in the community are on a long-term basis. They hope that you understand their position and deny the application. Okay. We also have a letter from Mr. and Mrs. Alan Peterson, permanent residents within 200 feet of the home, strongly voiced their objection to the request to operate a bed and breakfast in their small, quiet private community. The area was never meant to be open operation of a business. Okay. Also received a note from Diana and Walter Lindsay. Long-term residents of the woods on Herring Creek for 17 years. Greatly concerns them that anyone endeavor to create the bed and breakfast in their neighborhood. The covenants and bylaws have not allowed businesses to run out of any homes. Restrictions have been in place since at least 2000. Strongly object to having strangers in the neighborhood who have no ties to the neighborhood nor its occupants. It opens a whole new level of concern as to personal safety, additional wear on the roads, common grounds, and pool areas. I would not have strangers in my home, and I certainly feel much less safe since Ms. McClay has been operating a bed and breakfast, which she started doing in the fall of 2016. Most of the neighbors were unaware that she was operating an Airbnb until this spring, when it was discovered on the Airbnb website. Ms. McClay owns her home in Delaware as well as a home in Pennsylvania. Some residents who are in favor of her Airbnb have said it is a service, not a business. This writer is very well aware of at least two other homeowners who would like to pursue having a bed and breakfast in the neighborhood. They do not want to live in a place that allows rentals or for short-term stays. Most of the occupants are now officially senior citizens and do not want additional stress of worrying about their safety. They feel that the county gives approval, that the president would allow bed and breakfast in the future, and they would no longer have the pleasant community they now enjoy. They strongly object. And finally, we also received a letter from Joseph Park, 23604 Holly Circle, Lewis. He's a concerned resident of the woods on Herring Creek and would like to voice the concerns. He is out of town and unable to attend. The property located at 34453 in a private rural community across from our pond and unmanned community pool and pavilion. This log home is quite beautiful and a pleasant addition to the community, and Ryder enjoyed watching it being built. The home has some concerns for us all here in the woods on Heron Creek, and mine are the safety of those staying in this home who are unaware of the risks. This writer has attached two photos regarding his concerns. The first photo is the front of the home from the street. The majority of the front home has a deck that is 64 feet high with no railing and has direct access to the home. From the presence of furniture is a deck that is in use and dangerous to residents and guests. Photo two from the street at the driveway and shows the exterior access to the deck via stairs that have no handrail present. This person knows that when he built his home, he had to have railings on all decks and stairs greater than 30 feet from the ground. It's very obviously twice the height requirement. When we built their home, the inspector would not grant a certificate of occupancy until those requirements were met, unsure of how this home could have a COO without those necessary safety items as well. That's all the letters we've received.
How many had for and against?
So there was actually one for.
One for?
Yes, I apologize for the.
That's okay.
And then we had one, two, three, six against.
Six against, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record? Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And we do have a copy of your answers on your application form in case you didn't have them.
Okay.
So you can take that if you wish.
Okay. Hi, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. I guess I would like to begin by saying, explaining a little bit about Airbnb and the difference between Airbnb and renting your home through a realtor, in case some of you don't know that. I originally made the decision because my husband passed away and I needed some additional income. So when I started to investigate Airbnb, I found out that The one very good thing about it is you get to know more about the people who rent your home. Airbnb started in 2006, and it now has 3 million homes that have opened up to people across the country. So that now people who maybe couldn't travel across the country here or abroad can do it. And so when I looked at the company and the way the company was run and the way the company was founded, I could set up my own rules. And those rules are that I am the host on site when my guests are there. Now, I have left 3 times, and the only 3 times I left was when I had them stay more than like 3 or 4 days. I limit it to 6, no more than 6 guests. I do 1 to 6 days because I don't want anyone coming in and staying for a whole week and then having more company come in. I also have, of course, no smoking, no noise, those types of things. In our bylaws and covenants, it does not say that you cannot rent your home. It says that you can rent your home. It even refers to, in the covenants, delegation of use. Any owner may delegate his rights of enjoyment to the common areas and facilities to the members of his family, tenants. A tenant is someone who rents, correct? Tenants who reside on the property, or to such other persons as may be permitted by the association, so long as the owner and those persons shall abide by all rules and regulations. Now, when I first started renting, I only did 1 bedroom, and I was there with the tenant. I had 1 tenant. I speak to the people before I rent. I've had people from Illinois. I've had people from Oklahoma. I've had people from Wisconsin. I've had lawyers. I've had engineers. I had someone that worked for NASA. I had someone who worked in the White House. I've had a group of young students who came to see a friend in a play. There were 4 of those kids. I was there with them the whole time. So I have had a wonderful experience meeting other people. I think the community is fearful that these people are going to come in and do something negative to their community. But most of these guests I have, they come for family reunions, they come for parties, they came and their children are playing sports at Cape Henlopen. They came for the jazz festival. And my last guests were 8 Mennonites, a family. I did go over my 6 because they had 2 adult children. And I did not stay because they were there for 3 days, so I did not stay. The B&B, I thought I was supposed to give them breakfast. I thought it was bed and breakfast, so I gave them breakfast. And that seems to be something that I'm not supposed to be doing. That seems to be the issue with the word bed and breakfast. But if you give them a cup of coffee, does that make it a bed and breakfast then? So, at any rate, the community feels that these people are coming to case the area. You know, they're going to rob them. My home was broken into twice before I started with Airbnb because I worked in Pennsylvania. I'm an RN, and I worked for 40 years at Crozier Hospital. So now my one neighbor, Bill, they feel better that there's actually some people there because the break-ins happen when your home's empty. Of course, now I have a security. But I mean, I think Airbnb, it's a new economy. I mean, people can now travel who couldn't. And I've had all lovely people there. I mean, I don't know if any of you have used it, but it's been really nice. And, you know, I enjoy it. So I don't do it to upset the community, but I have attended 3 meetings to try and explain it. The first meeting, I was just yelled at by a few people. The second meeting, their attorney, Robert Witzel, attended, and he told them that there was nothing in the bylaws that prevents me from renting for any length of time, short or long. So they decided to amend the bylaws. So at the annual meeting in July, they amended the bylaws or put a proposal in to amend them. And that amendment said that you could only rent for a minimum of 1 year. Well, that vote went down. They didn't get the vote because a portion of the community said, no, you're not telling me what I can do in my own home. So at any rate, I was only renting one bedroom, as I told Jennifer, and then I started renting a second bedroom because I had like four people. Now, I have never rented to two different groups, never. I have one renter. You can go on my site. Anyone can go on my site and see how often I rent. I only rent about 10 days of the month. I don't rent continuously because I'm there and my children are there and my grandchildren are there. So I rent about 10 days. I do not rent usually in January, you know, February, March. Nobody wants to come to the shore. But I mean, let's face it, this is an area where you want to bring people in. You want people to come and spend money and go to restaurants and go to the ocean. And I mean, everybody, almost everybody rents their home. You know, people buy places to rent them. It helps the economy. I'm not looking to destroy my neighborhood. My home was built by my husband and I, well, by my husband. And he has a, sorry, he passed away. And it's a beautiful home, and I would never bring anyone in to ruin my home. But the people, the last meeting we were at, I was screamed at, yelled at, gestures, told, called names, called a liar, and various things. So I guess this time, this evening, they won't be able to do that. But at any rate, I thought that it was the same as going through a realtor, only better for me. Because a realtor, all I do is say to them, bring the people in, and they can bring 10 people. And you know how when people rent with their kids, then they bring another family and another family. Well, I didn't want to do that. And nobody's ruined the roads. They have one car. Sometimes they come in the evening, they go to wherever they're going, and they come back to the house with me. We have a cup of coffee, and they get up in the morning and leave. Nobody even knew they were there. No one even knew until they went on Airbnb. I'm at the last road. They don't know, and as far as strangers are concerned, I don't know who comes to their house. I don't know who visits them. And there has been no increase in any kind of damage to anything. No noise. My kids make more noise when they're there than these people do. You know, I have adult sons. We were there 4th of July. They were very noisy. But, you know, it just, you can't live in fear of everyone. You know, somebody, you can't stop a stranger from driving into your community. I mean, you don't know who's coming. But these people, I have been very fortunate. I have had really nice people. I've had people with children. So I don't understand it. I mean, because, and it's been in existence since 2006. So if somebody wanted to do Airbnb, they would have done it by now. And am I going to do it next year or the year after? I don't know. But I feel, as long as I am not, it is not negatively impacting anyone in my community. If they just don't like it, that's one thing. I might not like what you do. You might not like what she does. But there's nothing negative about it. Nothing negative. I've had wonderful people, and I've enjoyed it. So, and I limit it, as I said, to that small amount. And I actually have conversations with the people. I have declined people. There was three young girls coming, and I didn't know that they were bringing two kids that were 13 and 15. I didn't know that at the time. So I had approved them, and when I found that out, when I got more detail, and there wasn't a parent there, even though I was going to be there, I said, no, I'm not, you know, you can't do it, because if something happened to those children, it would be my responsibility. So I would like to keep doing it. I don't do it I have had 20 people rent in 13 months, 20 different renters. I can go for weeks without having a renter. I had someone last week, and then I have someone coming next weekend. But this weekend, my friends were here. I guess they probably thought it was Airbnb, but it was my friends. We went shopping. So, I mean, they only knew because they were looking on Airbnb, so maybe they were trying to find a place to stay, you know what I mean? So, do you have any questions?
Well, we'll find out, ma'am. We'll start with you, Ms. McGee.
I don't have any questions.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor?
Questions.
Mr. Wharton?
When you're not, are they cooking there too?
I'm sorry?
Are they allowed to cook there, your house?
There has only been two people who have cooked on the grill. Otherwise, they leave. They're not there enough to cook.
Okay. How about the people there like 2 or 3 days? I mean.
Well, 2 or 3 days, yeah. The family of Mennonites did. They cooked on the grill one night. They asked me if they could use the grill, and I said yes.
How about your kitchen?
The kitchen, they cooked breakfast. Yes, they did.
They do?
Yeah.
Do you furnish breakfast to them? And
not every day. Just but, one day, I make them something.
To everybody that comes there?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they also told me that sometimes they do get breakfast at the B&Bs, and sometimes they don't. But I thought that I was supposed to, so I cooked them breakfast. And they liked that.
Okay.
Now, see, I didn't know. I mean, am I not allowed to cook them breakfast? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. Doesn't B&B stand for bed and breakfast? Is this the issue?
Well, the issue... This is considered a tourist home. That's what the special
right.
use exception is for.
Right.
And the one provision there is that you can't have cooking facilities in the individual rooms.
Oh, no.
So if you're renting out, say, two bedrooms to two different individuals, there couldn't be a hot plate in there. There couldn't be a microwave
in there.
An oven. So
Nothing.
The only place you have your cooking facilities is in your kitchen or on your grill outside.
The grill out back.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, they don't have a coffee pot or any. You know, some of them did say to me in the rooms that they rented, they had coffee pots in the room. No, I don't allow that. I don't allow smoking or any of that, you know.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Ma'am, you said that you've been operating a bed and breakfast or a tourist home since 2006. Is that correct?
No, 16. Last year, 2006 is when the business started.
Okay.
Airbnb business.
Okay. And so since last year, or when you decided to do this, did it not occur to you that you needed to contact a government entity to find out what the rules were or if there was anything required?
No. I take full responsibility. I thought I never knew at all that I had to rent anyone until the community told me. They said that to me this past summer, and then I came and saw Jennifer and applied for this. But I thought when I only rented one bedroom, I didn't need to do that. It only happened when I rented two bedrooms.
Okay.
Is that true or not?
Well, if you're operating a tourist home, you have to have a special use exception.
Even if it's for one bedroom?
Doesn't matter how many, yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, the question before us, and you've given us a lot of testimony that may or may not apply,
mm-hmm.
but the question before this board tonight, and I'll say this for the benefit of anybody here that's also in favor or opposition. The only question before us is, will the requested use substantially affect adversely the uses of a neighboring and adjacent properties? So I would ask you to answer that question, and anyone that might be in favor or in opposition to answer that question, and that question only. It's not, you know, there's no other question before this board. We just want to, and so if you think it will not, state why. If you think it will, state why.
Okay. Well, I think it will not. And I think it will not because I am there 80% of the time. I get to read reviews on my guests, who they are, where they come from, why they're coming, how long they're there. They come, they go out and do whatever they want to do. They enjoy the time. They come back and they leave. And they did go to the pool. One person went to the pool one day with her grandchild and her daughter. One day. That's all. No one else has ever gone to the pool. So if somebody rode a bike on the streets, I mean, you know, it says very clearly here, a tenant could use the pool.
We're not discussing anything other than will it substantially affect diversity uses of a neighboring adjacent property? So you feel that it won't?
No, both of my neighbors said it will not.
Is that because you don't feel it'll affect real estate values or anything?
No, I don't see how one Airbnb, I certainly can't make that.
Okay.
Decision as to would I buy a home if someone had an Airbnb in there?
Did you consider a real estate appraisal person to come and speak into those terms?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right.
Would I consider it? I guess, but one person, I don't know. Okay. Mr. Mills.
Thank you. No other questions.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. Mr. Sharp.
How big is this lot?
I have almost an acre.
And how much parking do you have available for your guests?
Two huge driveways that park 6 to 8 cars in each one.
And you're not renting more than 6 rooms out to your guests, is that right?
Oh, no.
How many rooms are you
What
renting?
Do you mean, to sleep in or to stay?
Yeah, if you were to rent this out, if I were a tenant and I were coming to stay there, I'd be renting out one room, two rooms. I'm not renting out. There's not more than 6 different rooms rented out, 6 different people.
No. There's only one person at a time. I don't rent to any more than one person. My house sleeps 15 people.
I thought you had said there was a Mennonite family that had 8 people.
They
there.
Did, but my house sleeps 15. I don't allow that many people to come. I only rent to
family,
one.
I think she's meaning
one family at a time.
Okay. All right, yeah. So if that one family uses one room or that one family uses, how many bedrooms do you have?
They use 2 bedrooms.
Okay, all right. Is it your position that this will have no substantial adverse effect when it comes to noise?
Yes. No, it will not have any effect because none of them have been outside of the house.
So we don't have to worry about things like dust emissions or light pollution from this use?
Okay. There were only 2 people, Mr. Sharp, that had 2 vehicles. Everybody else only had 1.
Okay, so it's your position that the traffic from this is minimal?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Right. Very minimal, yeah.
All right, I have no further questions then.
Okay, thank you. Oh,
yes. How many bedrooms do you have?
I have 2 bedrooms at the rent, but I have 3 in my house.
Total of 3. Uh-huh. And you can sleep 15 people there?
I'll tell you why. I have 2 queens and a twin in one room. That sleeps 5. I have very large bedrooms. My house is 3,800 square feet. The other bedroom sleeps 4 because I have, you know, and then I have a loft area where I have a futon that sleeps 2 people. And then my room, which they don't have access to, has a king. And then I have a den, which has a queen futon. So if my children and grandchildren are there, I can sleep 15. But of course, I don't want any renters there, 15 people.
So how many bathrooms do you have?
I have 3.5.
3.5, okay.
3 full baths. So the people upstairs have a loft in the middle, and they each have a bathroom. But very rarely, only when I have that family of 8, do I even rent 2 bedrooms.
Okay, thank you.
Most of the time, it's 1 bedroom. I have like 3 people.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? We have a show of hands. One. Sir, would you like to come forward, please? You'll be sworn in.
Mr. Chairman, once we hear anyone for it, can we take a break after that before anyone's in opposition?
Yeah, mm-hmm. As soon as he's done, I will.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joseph M. Haney, 34475 Carpenter Circle, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
No, I'll just leave it up.
Yeah, my name is Joe Haney. Good evening, and give me an opportunity to speak to the council. I've been a resident for 17 years of the woods on Herring Creek. Mrs. McClay is a widowed woman trying to supplement her income with an occasional rent of her property. She has presented her cause before the board on 2 occasions, was bullied, belittled, shouted down by a few of the community members just because of her idea of an income opportunity. This year in July, Woods on Herring Creek held a vote to change our covenants regarding the rentals in the community and failed to get the required 2/3 vote at 56.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I really don't.
Okay.
I want to hear about covenants and deed restrictions.
I'll move down from another part.
There's only one question before this board.
Okay. The biggest question before the board is, I mean, the opposition is all about fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of losing their property values. Our homes are approximately 100, they're 175 homes, approximately 1 acre per lot. They're not on top of each other. They're not like a condo. So in a situation like that, I can understand why you don't want an Airbnb. Just for the simple fact is that you're on top of each other. There is people coming in, coming out at all hours of the night. Now, we're not a gated community. We are a community that allows everybody to come and go as they please. So that's one of the big things. If you have a pair of legs, a bike, a vehicle, whatever, it doesn't matter. They're prejudging all potential renters as criminals or someone less than desirable. If it's a problem with a renter or just like in our own residents, our society had procedures in place. They're called courts, police, and rental agreements between the owners and the renters. I will respect your decision on the matter, and I hope you accept Mr. McClay's request.
Okay, sir. Any questions for the gentleman? Okay, thank you.
I do have a question.
Yes.
Do you think that the request will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties?
No, they won't.
And why is that? Because do you think it won't affect property values or...
My biggest problem is the opposing position is the fear of the unknown.
Okay.
We don't know what's going to happen today, tomorrow, whatever, and we don't live by fear in our society. We live by facts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. We're staying recessed or leave it up?
I would say this, just that we'll take a brief 5-minute recess. Yeah. We'll reconvene this hearing after that recess for the opposition to have a chance to speak.
That's what we're going
to
do. Okay. Thank you.